Good afternoon, it's 5:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A recent temporary King Soopers closure in southeast Colorado Springs is worsening what is already considered a food desert. CPR's Dan Boyce says the store shut its doors nearly a month ago after asbestos was discovered in the building.
The store's closure leaves many southeast Colorado Springs residents with at least a 20-minute drive to reach their nearest food market. Patience Kabwasa is the executive director of local food security nonprofit Food to Power. She noted not everyone that needs groceries has a car.
These are the areas that people have more challenges, like low vehicle access, higher rates of public assistance, predominantly BIPOC or more ethnically diverse communities.
King Super says it plans to reopen the store. However, a timeline has not been given.
That is Dan Boyce reporting. One of the world's biggest concert tours in decades comes to Denver this weekend. Most of the headlines around Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour focus on the huge economic impact, but for her fans, the tour brings a much more personal connection. Bethany Jordal says Swift helped her bring a child into the world.
I played Ready for It by Taylor Swift, and then they also asked me to turn it down because it was too loud. I think the other patients could hear my pump-up music.
Swift plays two sold-out shows at Empower Field at Mile High tonight and Saturday night. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Mostly cloudy, 77 degrees in Colorado Springs, 80 at last check in Denver. More All Things Considered coming your way now on KRCC and CPR News.